I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday morning, quarterback Ravens with a big win, 30-16 over the Chicago Bears. They're now 2-5 on the year, ending a four-game losing streak. The Bears came in with a four-game winning streak. That's over there, 4-3 on the year. 3-out. Jeremy Kahn, what's your up?
My up goes to the guy we just talked about, the quarterback, Tyler Huntley. A lot of things you can point at this game to talk about being up because they win, how they won, good things happening on both sides of the ball. But I think the defense helped him out and let him settle in with getting a couple of stops. And then, of course, with the running game and everything else that was going on, but he added into the running game as well. I thought Tyler Huntley played extremely well yesterday with all things considered.
What's your down?
My down is what we just talked about with the referees. I need some consistency around this damn league. And it's not about, I don't know how many times we hear, oh, with replay assist, we got this. And with replay assist, how come replay assist isn't working all the time? Why do you get to choose when you want it to work? I don't understand that. And again, going back to the play, they went to New York. How is this not uniform across the board? We had the thing that happened with TJ Hockenson last week or 2 weeks ago where the ref told him it was a touchdown, said, yeah, and then New York told us it wasn't. Okay. Now we have a situation where a guy catches a pass and goes to turn and gets hit immediately. The ball never touches the ground. You tell me his forward progress is stopped. If you haven't made the catch, how can your forward progress be stopped? Mm-hmm. Like, how? And this is what bothers me about this league is that there's so much of this BS that goes on where it's like, do we know all the rules? Because even when they asked Gene Steratore about this play, he was like, whew, man, that's a tough one. Okay, then come out. Hey, after further review, man, that's a tough one. I don't even know what the hell to tell y'all. We're just going to go with what we called on the field. I'm listening to you, but that was trash, man.
My up, the energy at the bank, just sound loud. I think a lot of that energy was due because they came out playing well. A slow start, but some great plays by your up, of course, Tyler Huntley, and then the defense, I thought, made good plays at times. And they hit a couple of big plays as well, and the crowd wanted that. The crowd was ready to erupt, and they gave him something to erupt about. My down, the handling of the injury report. Come on, man. I don't know whose fault it is. I'm not here to play the blame game. I just know you can't handle it that way. It's just horrible.
You deserve to lose picks over that, even if it's something. Not your fault, man.
Yeah, you'll lose something. Either the player, coaches, whoever. You guys got to get on the same page.
Money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's the reason, the injury report is not about you. It's about those guys that keep your league going. The gamblers. It's about them. They keep your league going, man. NFL Red Zone Channel, that's what it's for. It's for them. And the fantasy football people, who, by the way, is another form of gambling.
Yep.
You're betting on a player. It's nothing but player props. That's all it is, fantasy football. And you cannot manipulate that. And if you didn't know, you finna find out. Ed, what's your up?
The running game finally appeared again. It's always been a hallmark. It makes for a very balanced attack. Yesterday, it was exactly balanced. It was 178 yards in the air, 177 yards on the ground. So 177 yards rushing, 5.1 yards a carry. Doesn't get much better than that.
How about Keith Mitchell?
Mitchell was great. And his speed is so, you know, on a field where everybody's faster than everybody you know, he's faster than them. I mean, he's noticeable. Yes, sir. You in the front?
So he had 10 yards rushing. A carry. Mm-hmm. He had 33 yards every return. So why is there room for him now and there wasn't room for him before?
I said this to a child yesterday I was watching the game with. I said exactly that. Huh. Good to see him back. Now answer me why.
Yeah.
Like why?
They needed a return specialist. He had 33 yards of return.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was lighting it up on the outside. Yes.
What's your down?
My down's a pass rush. again. I mean, against a pretty bad team. You know, Mike Green comes up with the sack, very timely sack, but he comes up with the sack. Nothing. Again, there's just no pass rush. And, you know, and your favorite category, the quarterback hits. I don't see hurries in here, but I see hits, four hits. They can't generate a pass rush. And you're not going to win a lot of games against decent teams without a pass rush.
So. The new stat coming out, second thoughts. They made the quarterback have a second thought.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yeah. Audibles. The defense made them check down four times. They're audibles. It's just the dumbest. Put the quarterback on the ground, man. Up, Mike Preston. What's your up?
Nate Wiggins. You know, he had the interception in the fourth quarter, but I mean, he had some vicious hits where he was just knocking people down. He finished with seven tackles.
I really feel like there were some adjustments made by him because Rome was cooking on those first two drives, and it wasn't all him. Right. But I thought, like, as the game went on, you saw him just step up. And I know people are going to focus on the interception, but it was so much more than that.
Yeah. I mean, and he got better as the game went on, where he was a little bit more daring. And press coverage and so forth. So I thought he played extremely well. My down, special teams. You really don't know what you're going to get with this group. I mean, Tyler Lube, he did his thing, and but their coverage unit, especially kickoff return or kickoff team, they gave up a 49-yarder yesterday. Yeah. I'm like, what's going on with these guys? Why are they so inconsistent?
Were you surprised at all they didn't go for what would have been like a 58-yard field goal? They went out and tried to act like draw them off sides?
I was a little surprised by that. And I was even more surprised they took the penalty.
Yeah.
Like, why?
They ended up punting, so maybe they just wanted a little bit more room. It worked out in the end. You got them at least to a good point. And then I think the Wiggins play right after that?
Yeah, shortly. Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Monday morning quarterback. The boys are back in town. The Baltimore Ravens on a short week. They begin with a 30-16 win over the Chicago Bears. Quick turnaround. And they're headed down to Miami to take on the Dolphins on Thursday Night Football. And we shall see whether or not Lamar Jackson gets the start. But Tyler Huntley got the start yesterday. So on the other side, we'll take a look at the performance of number 5, the starting quarterback. Look weird to see number 5 on someone else.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.